Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
Scientists know that the devastating effects of Alzheimer's disease come in part from the brain declaring war on itself. Certain proteins and amino acids trigger genes to switch on, and that causes a chain reaction where immune cells attack a vital nutrient in the brain that thereby degrades memory function. In tests in mice, researchers have been able to interrupt this cycle, which suggests possible human tests. For more, we turn to Carol Colton, professor of neurology at Duke University and the senior author of the new study. She says the key is understanding how the immune system reacts to Alzheimer's disease.
There's a response, and the response is basically a warrior response where they're defensive, they fight off bacteria, virus, that's a really good thing. And then there's another response to microglia or immune cells in the brain, and that is the nurturer, where it helps the brain survive, it helps the brain repair and maintain. So it's easy to see that the warrior would be a component of Alzheimer's disease. It's hard to understand that the nurturer could be a problem in Alzheimer's disease. But what our study shows is that, in fact, the nurturer here is a problem.
How similar is this to something like PKU, which in babies is a problem of non-metabolized amino acids, phenylalanine, I believe, that causes huge sorts of problems as the brain essentially becomes the enemy of itself and produces severe mental retardation?
Amino acids for infants and children are very critical. The amino acid arginine is absolutely essential for young children, for the development of the brain, et cetera. And so you have to maintain a good balance of all of normal amino acids. But we're talking about a disease state where now the immune cell, our microglia, is actually saying, I'm unhappy, the brain is unhappy, and I'm going to try to fix it. So this concept of the nurturer, and by the way, I have to shout out to Joe Alcore from Harvard for that terminology. I think it's really very good terminology. But anyway, to make the long story short, then the nurturer says, I have to do this, I have to turn on this side of the system, and when that happens, it's just a consequence of overactivity of the system in a confined space.
What's the therapeutic option here, and what might be the first step to actually trying something on humans?
Yeah, well, it would be great if I could say, oh, my goodness, we should just be able to consume lots of arginine and fix that problem, right? And I don't want to make that impression that could be true. In reality, you can consume a lot of different types of metabolites, arginine included, and they doesn't mean they're going to cross the blood-brain barrier. So we have to think about this as a much more complex system than we have thought in the past, right? So what we've done is to approach something by trying to stop the enzyme that was wrong. And DFMO was one way to do it. Now, DFMO is a very interesting compound because it can be repurposed. It's a drug that was used years ago for cancer treatment. It has a very specific activity. It would be lovely if that drug would actually work in humans for Alzheimer's disease. It was never a really particularly good cancer treatment, but it certainly could be repurposed to turn to be a treatment for AD. Are we at that stage that I can say that this is going to be possible and happen and work? No. So we have to be what I would like to say, cautiously optimistic.
Carol Colton is professor of neurology at Duke University and senior author of the new study on Alzheimer's disease. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.